All right, thank you everybody for coming out today. We're going to hear from a couple of Josh's former teammates. Then Josh is going to address the crowd at the end. Once we go to media questions, you guys can just raise your hand. We do have a wireless mic for questions. So I'll introduce Paul Pogosian to start us off.
How's everyone doing? First, I want to say thank you to Josh and his family for asking me to do this. So when he called me, it was a huge honor to be able to come up here and say a couple words about Josh and what he meant to this franchise, what he means to this franchise. When I first got into the NFL, I heard from a great special teams coach that the highest compliment that you can give someone in the NFL is to call them a true professional, not that they were a great athlete or someone had great hands or a great tackler. It was you were a true professional. And that meant that not only you mastered your skills, that, you know, the position that you played, that you were dedicated, you were loyal, you're a great teammate, and you did everything the right way at all times. And one thing of Josh, that's what he is. He's a true professional. He's obviously an unbelievable teammate, a great guy to have in the locker room. Everybody loved him. And when he stepped on the field, we knew that he was going to get the job done. You know, regardless of where the ball was on the field or what he had to do, you could rely on Josh to get the job done. And everybody felt that at all times. And everybody had such high respect for him. Great story about Josh and how everybody, you know, how we feel about him. It's 2011 and we're playing Carolina. We're at Carolina. We come out from halftime. There's an enormous rainstorm. And the tunnel that we have to walk through to get back out on the game field is flooded. It's like six inches of water there, so everybody's walking through. You're getting soaked. Your cleats are soaked. Daryl Smith, who we all know is one of the best Jaguars of all time, sees that, grabs Josh, and realizes he's one of the most important guys on the field. We need him and his spikes perfect. Those can't be waterlogged. Doesn't matter how we feel. Those can't be waterlogged. So he grabs Josh and takes him on his back, basically, to get him through this so that he can do his job to his highest level, to his highest potential. George has a great picture of that in his office. You see it every time you walk in there, and it just goes to show. I mean, that Daryl Smith, one of the toughest, baddest football players you've ever been around, a great guy talking to him. But for him to do that and for a leader of the team to do that for Josh, I thought that speaks very highly of how the entire team and how the entire organization feels of Josh. He was an unbelievable teammate, obviously a great player who played at the highest level for a long, long time, and it was an honor and a privilege to play with you. So you know, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Danny, if you want to hit the lights, we're going to watch a quick little video highlight.
It's on the way, and it is. Good, he got it from 53. Comes from snap. The kick is up on the way.
Oh, he got it.
And the Cowboys are down the jet. On the final play. Yards out. Franchise best and personal best. Scobie's got a plenty of distance. And He got it from 59 yards away for the win. Come on. Oh, yeah.
I've never been that excited after a kick in my life. And I think that's the third time I've hit one over 50 to beat the Colts. And each one gets more and more fun.
I got this ball right here. This is the one that went through. 59 yarder.
Thank you. So Josh was my first real mentor in the NFL, and he taught me a lot of things on the field. He also taught me a lot of things off the field, and that's kind of what I want to touch on here today is the impact, the footprint that Josh has made and continues to make in the city of Jacksonville. It's one thing to become elite at what you do in the NFL, but it's another to truly understand the power that you have when you get into that position. You can impact people's lives so easily and in such profound ways from that seat. And Josh understands this. He not only understands this, he embraces this. And, you know, I look to his family. His family now embraces this every day in the city of Jacksonville. A family built on intangibles like moral integrity and faith, charity, a sense of community. Josh Scobie's represented the First Coast well, and I think that that's something that we can all be proud of. Let's put it this way. So if your kids come home from school and they say, I want to be like Josh Scobie when I grow up, take it from me, they're in good hands. And I respect Josh more for that than for anything he's ever done on the field. That being said, I couldn't think of any better way for Josh to finish his career than right here in Jacksonville as a Jaguar. Josh, love you, man. Congratulations. Enjoy this day. Now, let's put ink to that paper.
That was great stuff. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Adam. That was awesome. Couldn't have picked two better guys to speak for me. Number one, thank you all for coming. This is fantastic. I mean, who would have thought a kicker would ever have this many people at their press conference whenever they retire? But thank you very much. Sorry, I have notes here on my phone. I try to go off the cuff and, you know, play everything by ear when it comes to stuff like this, but I've never done something like this, obviously. So, number one, I want to thank the Jaguars organization for allowing me to retire as a Jaguar. When I got drafted here in 04, it was more than a blessing because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. There were a few teams that I thought might have drafted me, and this being one of them. Whenever you speak to your agent, the agent gives you a good idea of who might draft a kicker that year. Jacksonville happened to be one of those teams, and I'm very much more than blessed to have been drafted by Jacksonville. The the sense of community that we have around here, the sense of family that we have, is better than I could have wished for and ever expected from another team. So, come on, come here. You can come stand right here. So, with that being said, I want to thank Tad Dickman and all his crew for setting this up. This is fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Caldwell. Thank you, Mr. Kahn. And also, thank you, everyone in the Jaguars organization. I mean, I see so many of the faces around here that were here whenever I got here, and it's cool to see you guys still here, and it means a lot for you to be here. So I just want to give run down a long list of people that I want to thank that had a big influence on me throughout my career, not just here, but before that. The people who drafted me in 04, thank you, Jack Del Rio, thank you, Shaq Harris, and thank you to the Weavers, Wayne and Dolores, all great people. And like I said, I'm glad they drafted me and didn't draft another kicker. My former specialists that I played with, Chris Hansen, Joe Zelinka, Jeremy Kane, Adam Podlish, Carson Tinker, and Brian Anger. You guys were awesome to work with, awesome people. And, Tinker in the back waving at me. Hey, Tink. All my former special teams coaches. Also forgot Pete Rodriguez, the late Pete Rodriguez. He passed away last year. He was my special teams coordinator my first few years, and a great mentor to have for those 3 years as I was growing into the football player and the person I was trying to be in the NFL. Also Joe DeCamillis. He was my next one. Then Russ Purnell. Mike Mallory, thank you everything for all you guys did for me and mentoring and coaching me. The equipment staff, I wanted to thank all the equipment staff. I don't know if anyone is in here, but from Drew Hampton to George, I see you up there, to all the guys that helped me out throughout my career. And one of them who's not here anymore, we called him Sling Blade, but his name was Ryan Gowans. I think he's with Houston now. He was my ball boy, and he would break in the kicking balls before each game. And that is an unsung hero type of job. No one ever hears about that, but that guy worked his butt off to make sure those footballs were the best that they could possibly be for me. Also, the video guys, Perk and your crew, thank you for, you know, always putting up with my stuff and high maintenance that, you know, I'd come in there needing random stuff. He'd always accommodate me and still do to this day. Jeremy's taking care of something for me today, as a matter of fact. Strength staff, from all you guys that tried to make a kicker work harder than he should have and do upper body stuff when there's no point in doing upper body stuff. But thank you for pushing me out. Jess, he was one of the guys that worked with me in the last few years of my career, and he actually implemented golf swing activities for me, which made me stay in there longer. So thank you, Jess. My college coaches, Tony Levine, Jeff Reinbold, my holder in college, Max Causey's, one of my best friends now and also my financial planner, so he's a good guy to know. Matt Stover, he taught me how to kick. He kicked in the NFL for 20 years, and we went to the same college, and this guy taught me how to kick when teaching someone how to kick is kind of tough to do when they don't know anything other than kicking a soccer ball. A funny story, I never really wanted to play football. I got into football by accident. I basically started playing football when I was 17. I was out kicking footballs with a friend of mine on our high school practice football field about 2 weeks before the start of our senior football season. And the head coach was going out to two-a-days out to practice and saw me kick a ball, came over, introduced himself and asked me to play. And 5 weeks later, I had a scholarship offer from Louisiana Tech. So I kind of got into this by accident. So playing 12 years in the NFL is pretty awesome to do something like this by accident. And, also wanted to thank the first time I really had an even clue or inkling that I might have a chance at playing in the NFL was my sophomore year of college. We played at Kansas State, and we got beat 40-7. So I had three kicks that game, an extra point and two kickoffs. And the kickoffs happened to be from the 20-yard line because of penalties. And I kicked both of them out of the end zone for touchbacks. And like I said, we got beat 40-7. So not a great game for me, but it was cool to see the ball go that far. And their head coach, after the game, came straight over to me and introduced himself, shook my hand, and said he couldn't wait to see me kicking on Sundays. So I kind of got blown back by that. And this is Bill Snyder. He's legendary coach. I actually reached out to him recently because he just was diagnosed with cancer. So tough story for him, and wish him the best. But want to thank him for giving me that first moment of I could possibly play in the NFL. So thank you, Bill. Also want to thank Anthony Johnson, the team chaplain here. He helped me through a lot of tough times and helped keep my faith and keep my head going in the right direction. And he still continues to mentor me to this day. Want to thank my family. Thank my mom for coming in. When my dad passed when I was 12 from cancer, she took over our family and worked multiple jobs to keep us going. And I mean, I don't know how you did it, to tell you the truth. So thank you for always being there for me and teaching me the things that I needed to be taught to succeed. So thank you. I love you. I want to thank my in-laws for being in town. Really, it means a lot that you guys can come into something like this. And also, I mean, I now, since my dad passed when I was 12, my father-in-law is now my dad. And, I mean, I couldn't ask for better in-laws ever. So thank you. To my kids, Jacob and David, the best kids that anyone could ask for. And they are the best brothers that anyone could ask for. And love you guys. I'm glad you're paying attention. That's good. And to my wife, Melissa, thank you for everything that you've ever done for me. Thank you for supporting me when I needed support and holding the family together whenever we needed it. And I wouldn't have made it this far without you. If I had been with anyone else, I would not have made it this far. So thank you for always loving and supporting me. And lastly, want to thank the Jaguars and the city of Jacksonville. I love this city. I'm so glad I got drafted here and was able to play here for as long as I did, and love this organization, and I appreciate everything everyone's ever done for me, and now I'll always be a Jaguar. So thank you. Oh, I forgot to thank the media. So thank you guys for being the softest media in the market, by the way. Fire away.
Is it feel weird retiring at 35?
I'm 34, so. 34. It doesn't feel weird.
It's coming.
It does. I mean, but now it's time for second chapter of life, and who knows what that'll be yet. There's some things I have in store that are on the horizon, so we'll see.
Can you share any of that with us?
I can't, no. Sorry. Oh, it'll be, I have a feeling it'll be something with the Jaguars, and my passion is golf, as most of you know, so I'd like to get involved with the PGA Tour somehow.
Watching the highlight video, what goes through your mind?
I can recall every one of those kicks. That's the fun part about it, is I can recall the hash, the distance, the day, the temperature, the wind. I mean, it's fun to see that type of video, and especially get the call from Ryan Sexton on there. Just, you know, you hear some of those cool things and remember those memories that you thought you've long forgotten.
Follow-up, natural ability gets you so far. What do you think played a part in playing this long?
Really, I mean, my goal my entire career was to never be the person, or never be someone that someone pointed at and said, that's the reason why we lost, or that's the reason why something bad happened. I always wanted to be or have a positive impact, whether that was on the field or off the field, because like you said, I mean, natural ability got me this far, and I needed a lot of help, a lot of coaching, and a lot of things to help me succeed for as long as I did.
Is there a play other than a kick that stands out in your career, whether it was a tackle or anything like that you made?
There was a tackle here that I'm still feeling the repercussions from. We played Cleveland here in 2008, and Josh Cribbs was their returner, and he returned one around the edge, and I went to tackle him, but I could only grab his jersey, so I grabbed him with my left hand and threw him to the ground, and then when I hit the ground, I braced myself with my right hand and snapped my wrist and wore a cast for 10 weeks. So now I have super arthritis for the rest of my life, so that's fun. One arm, yes, I'm pretty strong. And he was a big returner. I mean, most returners are smaller than me, but he was a big returner, so tackling him was a pretty memorable day.
So the upper body stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, for the upper body strength. Appreciate it.
You mentioned in your thank yous that you got a scholarship within 5 weeks after this high school coach spot. How did that happen? That seems almost impossible.
So we played. I went to school in East Texas, and we would always play a Louisiana team once or twice a year. And the first Louisiana team we played came to us from Monroe, Louisiana. And then the following week, we went to Ruston, where Louisiana Tech is. And I think we got beat 51-10 or something like that. So I didn't have very many kicks, but the ones I did were really good. And they were there scouting other players that went on to LSU, like Kyle Williams. He was a defensive tackle, and a few other guys that played D1. And they happened to see me. So I really lucked out. And my senior year, we went 6-4, didn't make the playoffs for the first time in 50 years. So our exposure wasn't much. Our coaching staff got fired after that year. So I really lucked out in us having that bad of a year so I could be blessed to go to that school and then be blessed to get drafted here.
How long after that game did they offer you a scholarship?
The next morning. So they called me that Saturday morning.
Would you like to be a kicking coach?
Mike, you need some help? No. I mean,
private, even the off-season instruction.
Yeah, so I work with some guys every now and then, but I've never hosted any camps or anything like that. But yeah, I certainly do like to help some of the younger kids get into kicking. Anybody else? Go ahead, Mike.
How does it feel to have some closure, you know, after the year out of the league?
It's good because, I mean, the past year and a half, honestly, the toughest part about it was not being involved with the Jaguars. I mean, yeah, I went to Pittsburgh, had a tough time there, got released, was out of football, but the hardest part was not being involved with the Jaguars. I was involved here for so long, did way more things than just play football, and it was tough watching the games on TV, and I mean, I still rooted for the team as hard as I could, even though my wife sometimes didn't, but she knows. So, now that I have some closure, it's good to finally be done and to do something else.
Josh, congratulations. And I don't know if you thought about it, had discussions about it, but what would it mean for you personally, now that you're retired, to end up there in the Pride of the Jaguars with Fred, Mark, and the rest of the gang?
I mean, that would be unbelievable. It's not something I've really thought that would happen, but I'm not thinking about it, but to be even mentioned with those guys would be unbelievable. So we'll see. That probably wouldn't even happen for a long time if it ever did happen. Everybody else good? All right, thank you all very much. Thank you.